local college students interested in biotechnology are being trained this summer to work in the growing cell and gene therapy industry in Philadelphia. WHYY's business reporter Kristen Mosbrooker-Garza has more.
Community College of Philadelphia students leaned over their lab tables to inspect sealed plastic Petri dishes. Assistant Professor Jennifer Trant reminded students to use proper lab technique during the experiment.
So we're trying to use some aseptic protocol.
That means students wore gloves and avoided any cross-contamination when taking observation notes of their E. coli bacteria growth. Under ultraviolet light, some cell proteins began to glow. They are the first cohort of students in a new workforce training program funded by $250,000 from the city to train lab technicians. Students listened to Assistant Professor Trant's lecture about why some of the dishes glowed.
In the ocean, some jellyfish express a protein that it would glow under UV light. Think deep down in the deep, dark ocean, right? And so we took that tiny little piece of DNA that makes that protein, and we put it into our bacteria.
It's a 10-week program that pays students $15 an hour to learn the foundational skills needed to work in the cell and gene therapy industry. After 8 weeks in the classroom, students can earn while they learn with a 2-week internship in a biotech lab. Once in the field, lab technicians can earn on average $20 an hour. Vishal Shah, Dean of Science and Health Careers at the Community College of Philadelphia, says he was approached by the cell and gene therapy businesses about creating a certificate program. The program philosophy is to embrace what students can learn.
So it is no longer a deficit mindset that, oh, these students may not have this, and so let's fill it in. No. It is a structure, no matter where you are coming from, we train you such that by the time the 10 weeks are done, you are ready for a job on day one.
A job like working as a technician for Integral Molecular, a homegrown gene and cell therapy business in Philadelphia. Inside the company's University City lab, the arm of a robot named Parker sweeps across the plastic plates. The robot carefully rinses the plates with pipettes filled with a phosphate-buffered saline solution to cleanse them of any residual antibodies. Lab assistants then refill the liquid and monitor the progress. Co-founder Sharon Willis, now Vice President of Sales and Customer Relations, says the company is looking to double in size to 200 workers.
So with the boom of biotech, not only in Philadelphia, you know, but other places in the United States, there's really a need for hands in the lab.
The company is now looking to significantly grow its drug discovery and manufacturing arm and tap the community college for help. While the company hires individuals with PhDs and bachelor's degrees too, some career paths in the laboratory don't require a 4-year degree, like lab assistants and even managers. That might be the path for Community College of Philadelphia student Ashanti Parham. The 21-year-old said she was interested in becoming a lab technician, but has been learning to become a dental hygienist. Parham says the training program has given her more confidence in the field.
I've always been interested in science, so I was already like leaning towards biology and everything in that field. But then I like decided that I wanted to do dental hygiene, so I started being on the dental hygiene track. So I've been taking like biology classes for the past 2 years now, so I'm kind of familiar with it.
In August, she'll be interviewing for a job. Kristen Mosbrooker-Garza, WHYY News.